The province of BC saw the largest rent increase between 2016 and 2021 when compared to the rest of Canada, in addition to having the highest proportion of renters spending unaffordable amounts on rent and utilities. The average rent in BC is $1,492, which increased by 30% from 2016 to 2021. In Vancouver, average rent is higher at $1,658, according to new data from the Canadian Rental Housing Index. Released on June 19, the index data reveals issues with affordability across the province and the country. The data also highlights the housing challenges faced by renters, including overcrowded conditions and issues with repairs. Rental housing in BC is the hotspot of the rental housing crisis across the country. And we're seeing it not just in larger urban centers. For a long time, we thought this was a big city problem, but what the data demonstrates is that it's a problem that touches small, mid-sized and large communities right across the province, and increasingly across the country, said Jill Atke, CEO of the BC Nonprofit Housing Association in an interview with Glacier Media. For BC and Vancouver renters, roughly 38% spend more than 30% of their income on rent and utilities. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp's definition for affordable housing is shelter accounting for less than 30% of a household's before-tax income. Province-wide, 16% of renters spend over 50% of their income on rent and utilities. In Vancouver, this number is 18%. West Vancouver, 33%, Richmond, 23%, White Rock and the City of North Vancouver, both 21%, are the communities with the highest number of individuals who spend more than 50% of their income on rent and utilities. The median income of a renter in BC is $63,200, with Vancouver at $67,000. This stark reality demands our attention and concerted efforts. We cannot ignore the significant proportion of renter households burdened with unaffordable housing expenses, putting them at an increased risk of homelessness if they are forced to leave their home, said Ray Sullivan, executive director of the Canadian Housing and Renewal Association in a media statement. We must work together to create a future where all Canadians can access quality housing. 11% of BC renters live in overcrowded conditions, a figure that drops to 10% in Vancouver. In addition, 7% of renters in Vancouver and BC live in units that are in need of urgent repairs. When we look at the overcrowding data, there could be a tendency for preferences toward intergenerational households and intergenerational living. What this tells us is that the housing supply that we're building in the rental market isn't necessarily the right type of supply to accommodate intergenerational living preferences, Atke said. Across Canada, women-led renter households face higher rates of affordability challenges than households led by men, according to the index. Meanwhile, 13% of Indigenous-led renter households in Canada live in homes in need of major repairs. These conditions perpetuate a cycle of inequality and hardship, disproportionately affecting marginalized communities, said Margaret Foe, CEO of the Aboriginal Housing Management Association, in a media statement. In addition to the unique challenges Indigenous-led households face, these difficult renting conditions also impact women-led, racialized-led, and immigrant-led households across Canada. This story was updated to include comments from Jill Atke, CEO of the BC Nonprofit Housing Association. C.L. Wilson at glaciermedia.ca